from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, you know, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
I'm a good friend with Wonstadt as well. And what's his drink of choice, by the way?
Usually a Manhattan.
Bourbon.
Or Terry Bradshaw bourbon.
Yeah, exactly.
Bourbon. All right, good. I'm an old-fashioned guy myself.
Football analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
Shane, I am... Shane.
Yeah.
I am totally, as much as I enjoyed and all my compadres down here enjoyed your town car, there's a lot involved in making that. The sidecar is the way to go, buddy.
Yeah, and I don't like cognac that much. I'm surprised you like the town car with the cognac in it.
You know what? The way that they made them down here was Grand Marnier, Bradshaw bourbon, fresh squeezed lemon. Bang, here we go.
And you're doing the one with the amaretto now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll have that ready for you. When are you coming back?
I don't know. I'm not telling you.
Coach, you said you missed us. What happened?
Born is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's 5:00 here.
See? That's all we got to do.
Wow.
That's all we got to do.
Wow.
Coach.
Yeah, guys.
Cheers.
Great seeing you. Great being back. You.
Cheers, Coach.
Tanny, Shane, thank you. Cheers.
We have resumed
life. Happy New Year.
Life right. With Wani. It's a better life.
We're kicking this thing off.
Yeah, rookies report today. Caleb and Rome are signed. Shane just made us some sidecars. This is your new drink?
You know what? Shane, yes, very good.
It's a good one, right?
It's an excellent one.
Danny bought the bourbon this time around. I just made you the drink right now, just Cointreau, and I don't like cognac. I know you've been making it with cognac, so it's like a good rye. It's
Grand Marnier, a little Grand Marnier.
That's the Cointreau, yeah, same thing, orange liqueur, and then just some lemon juice.
That's all.
Refreshing, good summer drink.
It is simpler. You know, the town car was outstanding, but, you know, when I got six guys standing there waiting in line for a drink, that's...
Yeah, sidecar's a lot easier. Work.
Yeah, the town car's too big, right? You fit too many people in there. The sidecar, you only got one or two in there.
Vermouth, then please.
But this is a nice, like...
Isn't it?
You did a good job with the garnish, too, like a full slice of lemon in here.
Yeah.
It's a nice presentation on the drink.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Coach. Welcome back. How about the level of excitement for this particular Bears team, huh? It's off the charts in this room. It's off the charts when you talk to people. People bring it up as a source of optimism when their life is bad these days.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's okay. That's good. That's what sports is about. Chicago deserves that.
Absolutely.
You know? So
you feeling it? You feeling optimistic about this thing?
I am. I didn't talk to him. I was texting with Floosh yesterday.
God, what a name drop right off the top. Coach
is back. He asked me a question.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I was trying to figure out exactly when to go. I told him I want to get up there and watch a practice.
But I lost $10. I thought you were going to say Jimmy before Flus. Go on. No. Sorry. No, my bad. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see a practice. I told him before they went to Canton. And so he sent me back the dates. And then I said, now, how many of these are in pads? And he sent me back like 6 days.
Wow.
You know? So I think, I don't know, 26, 27th, I think I'm going to go up there. But what?
Ooh.
We're up there one of those
little
days.
A little birdie in my ear, which is my brain.
When are you guys there? What day?
We're there the 26th.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's a padded day. 26th, 27th, 30th and 31st.
And we're up there.
We're up there Friday the 26th. That's the show that we're doing from camp this year. You know, we're not the we only do one.
Nice.
So we'll make that a day that you go.
Well,
then you could bring Floose over for us.
Don't get too, you know, yes, let's work on that.
Right? Little you and the Floose on stage with us at House.
Fridays make me nervous, so, you know, committing to do anything.
Why is that?
Why, are you busy? You're doing something on Fridays?
Yeah, I do. I do have stuff on Fridays.
Might go away for a weekend?
Might play some golf. You know?
Right, well,
that's why the Lord invented morning.
Yeah, Dave, let's play golf in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we'll be 15 minutes from Lake Forest.
Oh, do you know what? That may work.
That's what I'm saying. Come play. I'll get us a tea time. We'll play golf early in the morning. And then we just go to Hal's Hall.
You know what?
You introduce me to everybody over there. Let's do it.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
You okay with walking Danny Parkins around, introducing him to everybody over there?
Sure.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at the love.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll play 18, have some cocktails.
Well,
I'll start telling him to pass the ball down the field. You know, I don't want him to be too conservative with Caleb, Coach. I want him to be throwing the ball.
That's the most exciting thing to me. My nephew got drafted today, Spigs. Bobby Slater, who was the trainer here for 14 years, you know, with the Bears.
Yeah.
I got him on when I did. He's like a son to me. His son was player of the year in Florida. But he didn't get drafted last year when they went final World Series. He got drafted this year by the 49ers, not till like the 18th round, but he got drafted. So it's
by
on
the 49ers?
Or by the Giants.
By the Giants.
Ryan Slater, round 18, picked 538 to the San Francisco Giants.
But it's, you know what, it's nice that
That's awesome.
Get that on your resume, you know. Anyway,
that's amazing.
What were you talking, Danny?
He was talking about Caleb. Throwing the ball down the field.
You said is the most exciting part. How much are they going to be passing, running?
Right. Just anxious to see what they're going to do on offense. You know, how much the run game, the balance game, the screen game. There's a lot of different ways they can go. I always thought that the most important thing for a young quarterback is consistency. Whatever you do with them, it can't be one good game or one good practice and then we go out there and it's terrible the next day. You know what I mean? You want consistency. If you're going to win games when you got a young team with a new coordinator, you better make sure that you create consistency, because if you can create some consistency, then it all makes sense to the players. I mean, this is new to them. So these veteran players, they're watching Shane Waldron and they're saying, okay, we know you had some success. Let's see this offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Shane wants to make sure that what he's doing is going to work, have success, and then the players really buy in, and then you got a chance.
You know, what people said they did like about C.J. Stroud coming out was the pocket passing stuff. They were like, there were actually more questions about him as a creator outside the pocket and an ad libber, but as a pocket passer, he was money. So it's like, I think that Caleb Williams, if asked, is going to be okay with staying within the structure and passing from the pocket with a very talented group of targets and a good defense at all. I hope they don't ask too much of him in terms of having to create. And I hope that he goes ahead and stays within structure for, I don't know, what did Mark Schlereth say to you?
He went 70-30
within the structure. Schlereth would like to see. What do you think of those numbers?
Caleb is a little different from, you know, a lot of quarterbacks. He really doesn't want to run, in my opinion. You know, when you look at and go back to this, when he was at USC, he saw a three-man rush like 80% of the time. And he still had opportunities to run, and he had opportunities to hit the check down, and he held the ball. He was looking for the big play.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the number one thing that's going to change for him. You're not going to – you know, in the NFL, three-man rush is used 4% of the time, okay? It's the end of the game, mix in a little bit, very little three-man rush to cover with eight in the National Football League. So that's going to be different for him. The pass rush now is going to be happening fast. He's going to have to get the ball out so he doesn't take sacks, which means tight ends, in my opinion, running backs, you know, he's That's going to be different from him, because that was not part of his DNA with Lincoln Riley at USC. It was throw the ball down the field, down the field, down the field. That's why he had so many sacks, in my opinion. We'll see.
Yeah, it's he was big game hunting all the time, right? He's looking, yep, like you said, down the field, down the field, down the field. I am not terribly concerned about this, but I do think a lot of people are going to be talking about it. The idea of this team's ready to win now, so he can't make mistakes, so don't let him improvise and all of that. Like I'm okay with some mistakes.
Right.
As long as he's also producing.
Right.
You know, because like to me, that's what makes Mahomes special. It's what made Rodgers special.
Absolutely.
I don't want to coach the aggressive off-schedule throws and plays out of him. Even if those are the plays that led to fumbles and led to sacks, they also sometimes led to 65-yard touchdowns. And that's what can make a guy really special. So I feel like I'm going to be willing to live with mistakes, even if it cost them a little bit early.
Yeah.
Coaches generally don't like that, though.
No, coaches hate that. I mean, because that loses games for you, Danny. But I think because he's a rookie, that will be accepted, okay, to some degree by the fans, by everybody. Now, does it help Flus win enough games? I don't know. You know, I mean, that would be my concern if I was sitting in Flus's standpoint, that, you know, we turn the football over, they get the ball, they score, they lose.
Do you think he's under the most pressure? Flus, because he's the defensive coach that they stuck with, Caleb.
I think he's under pressure because he's the head coach. You know, I mean, the expectations are, you know, 9 wins, playoff team, and that's not going to be easy. The whole key to their season is going to be starting fast and gaining momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they hit that, when do they start the division games? Mid-November or something
like that? Yeah, very late in the schedule.
Yeah, late in the schedule. And then it's going to be a whole different deal. So, I mean, they got to – and how do you win early with a young rookie quarterback? You give him a chance to be successful, and you got to do it consistently. You know, and that's going to be the challenge for them, I think. They've got to win early and gain momentum and gain confidence. And then you got to bang heads to finish this thing off.
I got an early bet in on Matt Eberflus for coach of the year. And then the odds got worse because I think he's the betting favorite still right now for coach of the year because the team is expected to take a leap. And a lot of times the coach gets votes when it goes along with that. Well, it's interesting. You got a grimace on your face. What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know about that stuff. I mean, one injury can change everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's gambling.
You know, and I'll go back to some of the teams we were on. You know, most recently the Dolphins. God, we were like 4-1, 3-1, or something. We were one of the two favorites to win a Super Bowl, my third or fourth year, and we start off 4-5-1, and we beat Denver out there, and I thought we were the best team in football, and our quarterback breaks his thumb, and he misses 6 or 8 games, and we lose 4 of them. With a backup quarterback, and, you know, I don't know. We won 9-10, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But the point is that things can change in a hurry, you know?
I hear you. But here's the thing. I'm enthusiastic, okay? Yeah. Because
– Oh, wait. I like that. All Let's right. get some shirts. I'm enthusiastic.
You are?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we know you are, Coach.
You and I both have some enthusiasm. You know, I mean, it's understandable right now. Tell them we're using that one around these parts.
I will.
On Friday, July 26th, when we're at Hallis Hall, you can tell them.
Yeah, there you go.
Let them know.
But I think that guy, and I wouldn't have thought it.
Shane and Chris, we got to come up with a jingle.
We got Shane and Chris going on. I wouldn't have thought it, you know, a bit into his season last year. But that team played hard for him.
Oh, absolutely. Since he's been here, they've played hard.
Yeah, they have played hard, and they have good vibes. They have a good esprit de corps going on. The second half of that year, you could see it. And now that he's got all this talent on offense, as long as he, you know, it gets things going the right, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Do you think what's his mindset? Going into this year, Coach, is he feeling aggressive? Is he feeling excited? What do you think?
I think he's right now focused on the defense, saying if we play great defense every week, we have a chance to win. Okay, that's his cup of tea. So I think that's his number one focus. And then how can we bring Caleb along and at the same time not do too much, but do enough where we can win games? I mean, I know that sounds overly simple, but I'm sure that's where he's at. I mean, if you don't have a defense, if the Bears didn't have a defense, think about that, and now you're relying on this offense.
A little crazy.
Now that drives you crazy. And you know, the only concern I have about the offense, guys, I'm not sold on
they're going to score too many points.
Offensive line. Mm. Someone asked me the other day, oh, it's going to be great, you know, for Caleb going against this top 10 defense. I said, it's not Caleb. It's that offensive line. If these guys, can they hold up? I'll be very curious to see. I mean,
what are you worried about? Left tackle, right guard?
No, obviously left tackle's got to, he's got to get better, right? Both guards, Jenkins and Nate Davis, are very inconsistent with how they play, in my opinion, and how often they play. We got a new center that hasn't been a center. He's a veteran guy, a good player. I like him, but you know, he's going to be new to the lineup. You know, obviously Darnell Wright, you know, you don't want him to hit that sophomore slump. Mm. You know, he had a great, you know, we did everything he could have asked. We could have asked for him as a rookie, but he's got to take a step. You know, one or two injuries, I don't know. That offensive line, to me, is the only real thing of concern on this football team.
Hey, Coach, Caleb Williams signed his rookie deal today. There is no holdout. Holdouts don't, you know, typically happen.
Did he do
happen.
That for the Hard Knocks thing?
It's a good question.
Somebody asked. Someone told me that they were up there waiting and all that stuff. You don't know.
How much?
Someone told you what?
That Hard Knocks was there when he walked in to sign and they played the whole thing up. But they were in Hellas Hall.
Oh, okay. That tracks.
That would all make sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. Who told you that? Somebody would know?
No. Well, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you don't know anyone that would know. You were just texting Matt.
You don't have to disclose that, so we're not going to give that out for anybody.
Hard Knocks.
Coach, how much of an awful disruption did rookie holdouts used to be? When you draft somebody and they wouldn't even show up, they wouldn't even come. Tell the listeners how bad it was.
I've had some nightmares in the past, okay? Rashawn Salaam was one of the best kids ever. And Marvin Demoff was his agent. You know, Marvin's the dad of the president now of the Rams. And Marvin was a great agent. I mean, and for whatever reason, Rashawn holds out. And he gets there 3 weeks late. And he had a good rookie year. I think he had, 1,200 or 1,300 yards, something like that, 11, whatever it was. But but he could have been better, you know, and that bothered me. And then Curtis Enos was the killer, okay? This was the real killer because the scout that scouted that part of the country, Bobby Regal for the Bears, was a Penn State great player. So he had ins to Penn State. Greg Schiano was on my staff. He recruited Curtis Enos out of high school to go to Penn State. Greg was at Penn State when I hired him at the Bears. So he had insight going back to junior high. I take my – Mark Hatley goes up and visits him. I take my daughter, my youngest daughter, Jamie, to State College. Joe Paterno, Coach Paterno is going to give her a campus tour. I'm trying to get her to go to Penn State. So I fly up myself, and we give her the tour. And Joe Paw, I mean, every one of these people stood on the table for this kid.
Uh-huh.
And he comes here and
holds out.
He holds out, and then the opening game right here in Soldier Field. For all you Bear fans that are listening, go back. It was 90 some degrees, and we are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mark Brunell, Jimmy Smith, that whole crew, and we are on the goal line. I think we're down by 4 or 5, and we're saying, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I know what the hell we're going to do. We're going for this thing. We're going to win this game." It was like 2 minutes to go in the game. Curtis, and I say it, the reason was he was holding out. He takes himself out of the game. He's exhausted.
Oh, boy.
I looked to my right, and there's Bam Morris, Slam Bam Morris, who we just signed. He just got out of the... the big house.
Yep.
And he's got his hat turned sideways, and I love Bam. And I says, Bam, come here. Do you know the plays? He says, Coach, I know the plays, but I don't know if they blitz. I'm not sure about the protections yet. And I says, so I turned to my left. I turned to my left, and who's there but Edgar Bennett?
Yeah, okay, sure.
From Green Bay, who I love, who was one of the best guys ever.
He knew the protections.
He knew everything. Yeah. But he was about 100. He was your weight.
Yeah, he's not, Danny. He's not a power back.
He's your weight. We're going to put him in the I formation. We are going to run that thing up there and try to make 2 yards. Which we did, but we didn't make 2 yards.
Oh. But you tried.
But we tried like hell, and we lose the game. So, yeah.
You should have thrown the ball.
I've had some bad experiences with, and I'm not saying that one game made a difference, but sure. It sure as heck would have started our season differently.
But, I mean, how long ago was it?
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, I'm saying it's stuck with you.
1998, I'm looking at
Every game sticks with me.
So you're saying that one game made a difference, but 30 years later, those 2 yards haunt you.
I
respect that about you.
Looking at the play-by-play right now, Coach, 6 minutes left, first and goal from the 4. Enos gets left end for 1 yard, takes himself out. Robert Chancey ran for a couple of yards.
He was a kickoff return guy. He must have been standing close to me. I said, get in there. Next guy up. Yeah.
Get in there, Chancey.
And then Kramer incomplete for Alonzo Mays.
There, we threw the ball.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then it's a Jeff Jaeger 19-yard field goal.
Ooh, I hate 19-yard field goals, Coach. You should have gone for it on fourth.
Yeah. Right. Fourth and one from the one.
Fourth and one from the one. That's a go spot.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a go spot.
Yeah.
You're right. No, I'm with
put
you
him
now.
Put him up six. Danny wanted to be up by more than one field goal.
Yeah, touchdown makes it a 2-score game. Game over.
Okay. Oh, God. You guys are ruining my night.
Get ready for a lot more of this, Coach.
Shane, they're ruining my night.
All right, just get through, brother. Get through.
You're going to hang out with them later.
7 p.m.
The night will be back on schedule. Everything's fine.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Sorry we're talking about how you didn't throw the ball.
I mean, why let them ruin it? You got a nice drink. The sun's shining. Yeah. You're talking ball.
You're running
the ball.
You went run,
no one should do.
Yeah. Run, pass, 19-yard field goal.
Don't let them ruin it. We're about to have some good pizza.
Hey, pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave was hoping for a steak. Well,
You're going to get drinks, too, but like it's a pizza place. It's a pizza bar.
Oh, is it?
It's a relaunch of a pizza bar. Highline.
I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I sent you as a pizza bar.
The boys are hanging out tonight.
I trust you. I'm going to go. I'm going with the boys.
You should.
Hey, Coach, James Stewart of the Jaguars ran for 115 that day.
Yeah, that's not good. Anything over 100, I couldn't sleep at night.
Oh, 26 carries, yeah.
That was 26 carries for 115.
For 115.
That's not even that efficient.
Yeah, but, you know, they did win. Sorry
they
about
did,
that.
They did win.
Yeah.
They did win.
Love you, though, Coach. But, yeah, so he held out. So Caleb doesn't hold out. This is good news. Everybody's here.
And you know, the biggest thing with these holdouts, thank God it didn't happen, because it wouldn't have been that Caleb or Rome was missing stuff on the field, football stuff on the field that would have hurt him down the road. It's just a distraction. I was up at training camp when Roquan Smith was holding out.
Uh-huh.
And
it's 2018.
And for whatever reason, I went back to listen, you know, to the media press conference. So I walked back there, and every question was about the holdout. Nobody asked a question about the offensive line or the defense or the special. You know, and there was no football questions. The only concern from the media was any progress on Roquan's contract. So that's the negative, a big negative that nobody talks about or realizes on a football team that can cripple you is the distraction of one of your good players and obviously your number one picks holding out. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Dave, thank you so much for coming in. Thursdays at 5. That's the plan now.
Yeah, we got to switch this thing around. Absolutely. But it is 5 o'clock somewhere, so it probably fits our theme song better, you know?
Yeah, but it was kind of fun to drink at 4. It made our 5 o'clock hour a little bit more adventurous.
Well, once I went to Naples, it really did. I'm going to have a real problem, Shane.
When it's 6 o'clock?
Yeah, it'll be 6 o'clock.
It's too late.
We're going to have to talk about that.
I mean, you're not going back to Naples, are you?
Well, at some point.
Hopefully the Bears go to Super Bowl. Hopefully the Bears go to Super Bowl, and it'll be February. But no, I go back when the Bears are done.
All right, we could change it later.
Hey, Coach is in Naples. You know, it's going to be a special Thursday those times.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
It's New Orleans.
New Orleans? Let's go to New Orleans. Dave, you'd be fun in New Orleans.
If the Bears go, I'm going with somebody. I don't know who I'll be working.
We'll be there.
I don't know who I'll be working
You'll be working there with us.
Who will take me, but I'm going.
Dave, if the Bears go to the Super Bowl, you're there with us. I promise you that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Thank you.
Would you rather go with us or the morning show, Dave? Which one?
Yeah, who do you think you'd have more fun with? In New Orleans? Be honest. Who would be more fun in New Orleans?
Gun to your head, which one's better?
Mm-hmm. Pat O'Brien's, would you rather hang out with Mully or Shane?
I got a great story, Pat O'Brien's.
I'm sure you do. Everybody has a great story at Pat O'Brien's.
Here we go. Yeah,
I'm at USC.
Go on.
And we play Ohio State, beat them in the Rose Bowl.
That's a big game. Well, that's not in New Orleans.
Back then,
though.
It was a big game, okay? And Tony Wise and I, for 15 years, always roomed together at the National Coaches Convention.
That's adorable.
Okay.
Yep.
He would get the room. I would show up. Bang, here we go.
Tony, Coach, I got the room.
I got the room.
Tony would sleep on the couch. You're in the bed. Go on.
Coach, I brought an extra toothbrush.
So he calls.
Tell me. I said hello.
Searchers.
We need to bring Tony on here once hockey starts.
Absolutely. But anyway,
we know.
So he calls me and says.
Regina.
Jesus. Tanny.
And Polina.
Did you be making. Tanny. Medina. Just making up. Okay. remember when you guys asked Tony about Leatherwood? No, that was the morning show. Tanny, you guys don't have it.
All right, so we have your answer.
Anyway, Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans.
So win the Rose Bowl, you go to the coaches' conference in New Orleans. Pat O'Brien's, go on.
And Jimmy
Collins. Leatherwood. I mean, yeah, please. See, I know. That's the scrap piece.
He was right.
You got it, Tanny.
He was so right.
All right, go
Tanny
on.
Is so good. So
just him, though.
Tony's going to pick me up. At the airport, great. I'm getting, we're finished the Rose. And Jimmy calls me and says, hey, I got the Miami job. I got to come down. You know, I want you to come down there with me to Miami. I said, oh, boy. Yeah, I'm thinking, I got boxes that I haven't unpacked yet. I don't get to say anything to my wife. Jan will scream at me. I mean, you know, we finally settled out there at USC. Pretty nice place to coach. Pretty nice place to live, Huntington Beach. And so Tony picks me up. Jimmy's in the back seat. We go directly to O'Brien's.
Pat O'Brien's, yeah. Most famous bar in New Orleans.
And we start, guess what we're drinking?
Hand grenades, hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Well, there were two options there.
Jimmy's at Miami. We're drinking hurricanes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, hurricanes.
And myself, Jimmy, and bang, 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 and Jimmy, pretty soon, I am at a payphone. For our listeners, you don't even know what a payphone is, Bobby.
You're calling Jan?
I call Jan from a payphone at Pat O'Brien's. I don't know what time it was. 12, 1, 2.
Doesn't matter.
Noise, screaming. She says, where are you? Everything okay? I said, everything is great. She says, I said, I'm here with Jimmy and Tony. What do you think? I think we're going to Miami. She says, what? I tell her from Pat O'Brien's.
No way.
On a payphone. Jimmy talks me into taking the job at Pat O'Brien's.
Wait a minute.
So how did I get there? I don't know, but that's
phenomenal. That's your life. This is how jobs happen in Dave Wanstead's life. And Jan probably appreciated the call in the moment. As soon as it happens,
well, she liked it. She liked it. You know why? Because we were living in USC.
You're a recruiting coordinator.
No, I was defensive line coach.
Defensive line coach.
And I was a national recruiter, yes.
Yeah, so recruiting coordinator and defensive line coach at USC. And Jimmy Johnson, you had worked together before.
Oh, Oklahoma State for 4 years.
Right,
we were assistant coaches at Pitt.
So I'm surprised it took convincing.
Well, yeah, that's you got to move. You got to pack. You got to move.
Jimmy.
We had the Rose Bowl. I had two sets of keys to condos in Palm Desert in my house at USC.
Yeah, but you own 17 houses in your life,
no,
Dave.
But what I'm saying is USC, Danny, you don't understand. USC is one of the most powerful universities.
Of course.
Academically, alumni.
He doesn't understand.
Now you're calling on O.J. Simpson to recruit running backs for you.
I mean, we went to dinner with an alum from USC up on this mountain, and we're overlooking the city, and he says, I got to take this call. It's Johnny Carson. He just got a DUI, and I got to handle it. You know what? You guys are taking me places.
No, you guys
are taking me. The audience doesn't even know who Johnny Carson is.
No, they know who Johnny Carson is. So you
can't say that.
No, this is
understand. But anyway,
you'll get canceled.
Right.
So you're having hurricanes, and so was it a hard sell?
Well, no, exactly.
It was not a hard
sell. These are my people.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was not a hard. You had to sell your wife. You had to sell the condo. But for Jimmy to you over Hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's, he had you at hello.
Call me next. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, bye. Yeah, only Dave Wanstead could be convinced to leave USC for Miami.
Yeah, boy, what a tough life.
Yeah.
Hey, go coach with your best friend at the U in South Beach, but we'll get hammered at the best bar in New Orleans. That's incredible.
Thank you, Coach.
Speaks tells us what to watch for in the All-Star game. I would think the game. It's Parker to Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
Back to work here. 2-2. 2-on-2 out. Got it! It is fired up. Shota Imanaga. Strands two, and it stays a one-run Cubs lead. He's been as good a pitcher as there's been.
Gerrit Cochet on for his ninth start of the year, looking for his third win. And this is what he's going to use to do it. That four-seam fastball he leans on a lot over half the time, backed up by the slider and the cutter. And the changeup, not all that often.
And strike three looking to start the ball game.
Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Repeating and meeting the energy of the last 8 minutes of that Dave Wanstead segment is going to be difficult to do, but I will keep drinking my sidecar and try to stay up to the task.
There you go.
But I like these segments. It's like, what am I watching for in this Bears preseason game? It's like, well, I'm going to watch the game. But the All-Star game specifically.
Yeah. And what do you got? Well, right there you heard Tanny come in with a little Shota Imanaga and a little Gerrit Crochet. So let's start with the locals.
Yeah, real quick, though. Coach says good luck with this segment.
Thanks, Coach.
He's still sitting back here. He said it's a tough one to follow.
It is a tough one to follow.
People don't say that about their own segments.
That's why he's coach.
If he could hop in with updates on his grandson's baseball game.
Well, Coach, the game's 7:30. Over. It's 7:30.
Oh, my bad.
Championship is 7:30.
My bad. All right, well,
he's going to be peeking at his phone at dinner.
Ask him if he could call me later on. I know I'll be watching the baseball All-Star game, but I'd rather know what's going on with Coach and the fam. But Shota and Crochet, we don't know when they're going to get in, obviously, but hopefully they each get an inning with some fun matchups. Because I was thinking about Shota Imanaga tonight, so we'll start there and we'll get back towards the beginning of the game at the end of the segment as I try to keep the energy up. But no, Shota, he's so short, 5'10", with that deceptive rising fastball that comes at you from the release point that's way out in front of the mound. I want to see him against a very tall and powerful righty for the American League.
Well, he's not going to face Judge, probably.
He might. He could get Judge second time through. I'm hopeful.
Maybe if he gets in early and it's Judge's, starters usually get two at bats. Sure.
It says starters get two innings max.
It looks like Shota's pitching the fourth, by the way.
Oh, he's going to pitch the fourth.
That's what Steve Greenberg said, that Shota was not available for media in the dugout, but we still know he's pitching the fourth.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that could be Judge. We'll see.
If the pitching's going well.
Uh-huh.
Because Judge is fourth in the lineup, right, for the American?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, he
right?
is. He
I
is
think that came out.
He's fourth in the lineup. Yeah. So I dream of Shota against Aaron Judge, because I think that would be pretty cool to watch. Now, Shota against any of those guys is going to be fun. Shota is entertaining. And anybody who's a fan of any team is going to watch this game tonight. Shota is going to do something and just kind of have his – he's just a fun dude to watch pitch. So he's going to bring all that personality, and I bet he's going to bring some fun that people will – end up talking about. But I'd love to see Shota against Aaron Judge. We'll see if that is even possible. A Crochet's inning, whenever that comes, hopefully with a chance to embarrass some National League lefties. That would be really cool to see a version of Randy Johnson and John Kruk for Garrett Crochet. Going backwards a little bit, you said it. Two at-bats, usually, for the starters.
For the, yeah, right. Starter, like pitchers get an inning.
Maybe two for the first guy.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of pitchers they got to get through, though.
I know.
And then starting position players usually get two at-bats, and then they start going pretty fast to the bench guys.
And last year, both starting pitchers only got one inning.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is now because they take so many pitchers.
It's too bad. Last guy to go three innings, I think, is Steve Stone back in 1980 to go three perfect. I believe might be Stone.
I think that I'm sure that's right, but I really don't know.
Steve Stone, by the way,
feels right.
The last Baltimore Oriole to start a game until Corbin Burns tonight. In terms of starting pitcher.
Oh, you think we get a Stoney mention?
That's it. Could very well be.
Stoney, I believe he told you he was on track to be MVP for that ball game until something happened to the American League side. The next pitcher gave up like a bomb or something like that, or someone late.
Exactly. He was on track to be MVP because I thought he was MVP.
Great Chicago All-Star game. Farmio's lone All-Star appearance 1980 at Dodger Stadium.
Wow, that's cool.
Getting Pete Rose to grind into a double play.
Oh, that's awesome for Ed Farmer. Having a presence on this show today. You heard him in the sale clip earlier today. So the batters usually get two at-bats. Last year, Juan Soto had three at-bats, but that was towards the end of the game, and it was a pinch hit, and it just happened to come around. I would like to see Torey Lovullo give Shohei Ohtani three at-bats tonight. That's the dude.
He should play the whole game.
I loved when like stud starters would get a chance to play the whole game. They almost never do that. At the very least, I'm asking for three at-bats from Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, who are you trying to showcase?
What are you
doing?
I want
to showcase Shohei Ohtani, the greatest star in baseball.
So what is the purpose of this game? It's to show your very best. I hope we get three at-bats for Ohtani. I think that the guy I'm going to pick for MVP is going to come in midway through the game, but have so much flair and flash and so much skill. Ellie De La Cruz is my pick for MVP tonight.
Paul DeYoung, he's on a private jet right now.
What can you get him?
I don't know. You can look for me. Look for
me. I'll check it out right now.
Because I'll place that right after the segment. I think Ellie is awesome. And if anybody remembers when he made his debut for the Reds, over the course of the first 2 weeks, that dude hit for the cycle. He hit a 480-foot home run. He stole home. He had the fastest triple time of anybody. That was all in the first 2 weeks. He loves the big moments, has an unbelievable personality and crazy skills. I want Ellie De La Cruz for MVP.
Not a terribly unconventional thought. Seventh favorite at 18-1.
Oh, okay. I'll take 18-1, though.
The numbers, I mean, because, picking one player of 50 is pretty, you know what I mean?
It's a hard
bet to spike. But
the MVP these days usually is not a starter. It's somebody who comes in the back half of the game.
Who has a big hit. Well, because the games are normally low scoring and pretty close because baseball is so damn hard that good pitching beats good hitting.
Yep.
Shohei is the favorite at 8-1 for MVP, followed by Judge at 8.5-1. Bryce Harper 11-1, Gunnar Henderson 12-1, Juan Soto 14-1, Trey Turner 16-1, Ellie De La Cruz 18-1 for your seventh favorite for MVP.
Okay. All right, so that's my pick. Going back towards the beginning of the game, look, Paul Skenes, after 11 big league games, getting to start as the fifth rookie ever to start, first one since Hideo Nomo of the Dodgers, and right away he gets Stephen Kwan, who's hitting 360. On the season. So Stephen Kwan, just a contact fiend against Paul Skenes. Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto. Those are the first three. And if there's traffic, he will then get Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Ramirez. Come on! Those guys against Paul Skenes. That's awesome. And then just the main thing to watch is the gratitude and the excitement on the faces of the veteran first-timers, especially. You know, I mean, it could be anybody and everybody that you see with the body language and the smiles, but there are 37 first-timers in this game tonight.
Big number.
37 of them. And the guy that I'll be looking at is starting the game, Jurickson Profar, at age 31, having the year of his life for the Padres, getting a chance to start. And I'm looking forward to that. He's one of the answers to my favorite trivia questions that I've heard this year. Four active players in MLB have hit a home run as a teenager in MLB. It's Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and Jurickson Profar. Hmm. That's the guy you wouldn't think belongs there, but that's the kind of ballyhoo there was for this dude at the beginning, and here he is at 31 making his first All-Star game. So just watch the people. Watch the gratitude and the joy on these guys tonight.
It's a good amount of pageantry. Like, Major League Baseball does a really, really good job with it. I think the NBA All-Star game in terms of pageantry is actually like slightly better because it's always also draped in the... Like, Bill Russell's always there, and Dr. J is always there. You know, it's always past and present.
Sure, Texas Ranger greats Fergie Jenkins and Pudge Rodriguez and a couple others are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
That's very cool.
I know we think of Fergie as a Cub, but he's a great Ranger.
But it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is the best actual All-Star Game because we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They can't fake it. You've got to play it. They all line up at the same time, and then you're going to throw with high velocity, so you got to swing. You got to actually play the game. So hopefully it's a good game. Baseball, I actually do think, does a good job of whatever they can do of marketing its stars. It's just a tough game to market nationally because people are watching the games locally.
Except they all should be wearing their actual team uniforms tonight.
I know that's a big thing.
As opposed to these all-star ridiculous uniforms. Adrian Beltre and Nolan Ryan joining Fergie and Pudge Rodriguez tonight. So those four is
that's
the first pitch.
That's cool. We'll put a bow on this thing. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
Last Friday. Don't put that in the Marconi submission for this year. It was a weird moment in the show. Speaks was doing the splits, but it sounded like he was doing the lineup, and then he asked me if I had the lineup.
I'd love to see that, Speaks. You're doing
do it now, Speaks. Me and James
green
Brown.
Area out front. Yeah, do it.
I learned from James Brown.
Splits. Thank you.
Inspired by James Brown and by Jackie Robinson.
I was like, why are you asking me if I have the lineup when you're currently giving the lineup?
My bad. I thought maybe you'd have my back. Sorry about that.
I mean, my bad.
That was tough.
It was a simple
no.
Yeah, it was a simple no.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
No.
That's a really good no.
I'm sorry.
I was looking at the matchups, and ridiculous. I thought it was based on the lineup, but it was simply just the matchups of Cardinals hitters against Kyle Hendricks. While that segment was sloppy and not exactly what I'd intended, I will say that my prediction of Kyle Hendricks to pitch well that day worked out very well.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Good night, everybody. I did just place $20 on Elly De La Cruz for MVP tonight, plus $1,800 I got it at.
That's what I told you, 18 to 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
All right, so Tanny gets half of that, right?
Tanny's free roll.
Just like 2 days in a row.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, let's do that. I'm happy to put 10 on it for Tanny if you want, or you can let him free roll it. But I want
Elly De La Cruz or somebody else.
Yeah, do you guys want
some? I love Elly, yeah.
You want a little free roll on Elly?
Yeah. We're lockstep here. That's All-Star Week, all right?
All right, so me and Tanny.
Yesterday.
We had Joe Ram.
All right, so hold on.
He made it second round. Shane, you and Danny need somebody to free roll.
I mean, I was closest with my Alex Bohm.
Absolutely.
But also, who's in the game? Tell me.
A lot of people.
a lot of people in the game. You can get Joe Ram at 30 to 1.
No, I don't want him.
You don't want him?
I don't want him.
You want T. Oscar?
No.
35 to 1?
No, I don't want T. Oscar.
You want...
Who's won the Home Run Derby and the game MVP? I'm sure it's in your notes there. Go ahead, look it up.
Yeah. Danny, no. Do you have that?
No. You want Bohm again? 40 to 1?
Give me someone at like 38 to 1.
There's a bunch of guys at 35 to 1 and a bunch of guys at 40 to 1. 35 to 1 is T. Oscar, William Contreras, Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Who?
William.
You want William Contreras?
Yes.
You want $10 on William Contreras?
He will homer tonight. Yeah.
All right, at 35 to 1.
Yep.
All right, so I owe you $350 if William Contreras is the MVP in tonight's game.
Deal. I got you on orange juice if he's not.
I also put a $10 flyer on Pete Alonso. Because if he hits a three-run homer late in this game, that could be enough. And that's all. He's not starting. William is starting, so you need heroics early from William Contreras.
I actually didn't put the Bohm bet in yesterday, Shane. So
you were just going to pay him?
So I was just booking your free action. So I was going to just have to pay you $220 if you would have won it.
Bad call. So that was close.
It was close.
Were you sweating?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of
course. I was sweating because of that tornado.
I would have been happy. Right, exactly.
There was a tornado.
Speaks paid me. Speaks paid me the cash.
I did.
Yeah. Even though you didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, bad.
Guys, enjoy dinner. I'll pick up the tab.
Appreciate
from
that.
Home.
Oh, that's so
it.
Nice.
Appreciate that. It's a free dinner. It's a friends and family night. Go to that's, Highline, yeah. by the way. They're
it's
relaunching.
The
like Danny says, it support the people who support us.
Yeah.
Matt Doherty, who runs 4C, has Rinaldi's. They're relaunching one of their pizza spots, Highline, down by Merch Mart. That's where we're going tonight.
That sounds fun.
Throw a ribeye in one of those pizzas tonight for Wani.
Yeah,
a well-done ribeye.
Yeah, let me know. If it's called. Yeah, exactly. If he's not happy with the pizza and he needs a steak, let us know. Thank yous today to Mark Grody and Dave Wanstead. They were our guests on this fine radio program. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill, making us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.